Whether you are mechuy of wages to a person because he worked for you himself, or because you rented from him his animal or his utensils, yeshbo mishum biyomo sitein shchor. In any case, if you do not pay the wages on time, you are over on the assay of biyomo sitein shchor, that you must pay a worker during the same day. Biyeshbo mishum lo talen pulan sachar itcha ad boker. And you are also over on the lav, that the pasuk says you should not keep the wages of your worker with you until the morning. This is referring to a day worker that finished his job at nightfall. You must pay him the following night. And if you do not do so, you are over on this lav. And a night worker that finished his job at daybreak, you must pay him the following day. And if you do not pay him the following day, then you are over on the lav of lo tavo alav hashemesh. The sun should not go down before you pay your worker. Amasai bizman shetavo. When are you over on this asay? And lo sase, that's only if the worker requested his wages and you did not give it to him. Lo tavo, ain't over lo. But if the worker never requested his wages, then you are not over on the asay and lo sase if you did not pay him on time. Himchaho eto chemini o eto shulchanim. Ain't over lo. If you sent the worker to a storekeeper or a money changer, that the chemini or shulchani agreed to pay the wages for you, then if for some reason the worker did not receive his wages on time from the chemini or shulchani, you are not over on the asay and lo sase, since the worker agreed to accept his wages from somebody else. Sacher bizmano nishba v'noito. If there is a dispute between the sacher and the baal bayis, the person who hired him, whether he receives his wages yet or not, if it's bizmano, meaning it's within the allotted time that the Torah gives the baal bayis to pay his worker, then the din is that the sacher takes the shvua that he did not yet receive his wages from the baal bayis, and then the baal bayis is mechuyev to pay him. Now, even though normally when there is a dispute and there is a chiyuv shvua, then the person who is making the claim is not the one to take the shvua. Instead, the person who has a claim against him is the one that takes the shvua. As we do not say that a person could be nishba v'noto, a person could make a shvua and then take the money from the other person. This case is an exception, that we say the sacher is nishba v'noto, he makes the shvua and he receives the money from the other person. The reason being, as the chachamim feel that a baal bayis is very involved in his business, and therefore it's very possible that he is mistaken, he thinks that he paid the worker and he really didn't, and the chachamim were afraid he would take a shvua sheker, he would take a shvua that would not be true. So therefore the chachamim say the sacher is the one that takes the shvua and he receives the money from the baal bayis. Avarz mano eno nishba v'noto. But if the dispute was already after the allotted time that the Torah gives the baal bayis to pay the worker, in this case the baal bayis is the one that takes the shvua, and he takes the shvua and he would be patur from paying. The reason being is that even though the baal bayis is very involved in his business, since the allotted time has already passed, we are not choshed that the baal bayis was over on the asay and lo sase and didn't pay his worker on time, as the baal bayis does not want to be over the slot, so therefore he would make it his business to pay the worker before the end of the allotted time. So therefore, this would be like a normal case where the person who had the claim against him would take the shvua. In yesh eden, shetavo bizmano hareza nishba v'noto. But if the sacher, the worker, has eden, that the eden are made, that the sacher requested his wages within the allotted time, and the baal bayis told him, I'll pay you later. In that case, if there is a dispute, la'akas mano, after the allotted time that the worker claims he hasn't received his wages yet, then again, the din would be that the sacher would be the one to take the shvua, since the sacher has edim that he requested the wages during this month. But that's only if the dispute that they had was within the next 12-hour period after the allotted time. But if the dispute is after that 12-hour period, even though the sacher has edim that he requested his wages during the allotted time, the din would be, as usual, that the baal bayis would be the one to take the shvua. Ger Tosha of Yeshbo Mishum Biyomo Sitein Tcharo, the Einbo Mishum Lotalin Pula Sakar Itcha Advoker. A Geritoshet, which is a guy that has the makabo on himself to keep the Zion mitzvahs, B'nei Noach, which are Avram and Achai Birchas Hashem, and Gezel, Dinim, Avodah Zarah, Gilo Arayas, and Shpichas Domin. The din is that you have to pay a Geret Toshev within the same day, otherwise you are over on the Aseh of Biyomo Sitein Tcharo, but you are not over on the Lav of Lotolin Pula Sacher Itzchad Boker. That Lav is referring only to a Yisrael, not to a Geret Toshev. Pesachet Bamitzia Peretzet Mishnah Yud Gimel Hamal Ve'et Chavero Lo Yimachkinenu Elo Bebezin. Somebody who loans his friend money, and the term of the loan has expired and he still has not received his money back from his friend, he cannot take a mashkon, he can't take collateral from the lova unless he has permission from Bezdin. V'lo yikaneis lebeso litol mashkono. And even the shliach of Bezdin himself cannot enter the lova's house and forcefully take a mashkin from the lova. Shenemar b'chutz tamod. As the pasuk says, the shliach bezin should stand outside, and the lova, the borrower, would bring the maskin outside to the shliach bezin. Hayu lo shnei kelim noto echad umaniach echad. If the lova has two utensils, and the malva wants both of these utensils as a maskin, since his chov is the value of the two utensils together, he cannot take both utensils at once if the lova needs the two utensils at different times. Instead, he would take one and leave one. The one that the lova doesn't need right now, he would take, and the one that the lova needs right now, he would keep. Umachzir etzakar belayla betamacharisha bayom. If he takes a pillow and a plow as a mashkin, then the malva would have to return the pillow every single night and come back and get it back in the morning, and he would have to return the plow every single morning, and he would take it again at night. The inmate eino machzir liyorsha. If the lova dies and the loan has not yet been repaid, he doesn't have to return the mashkin continuously to the yorsha. Instead, he can hold on to the mashkin, and that which the Torah says, hashay tashay lo et ha'avot, that you have to continually return the mashkin to the lova when he needs it. That's only to the lova himself, not to his children. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af la'atzmo eino machzir, ela ad shloshim yom. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, that which the Torah is mechayev to return the mashkin to the lova when he needs it, that's only within 30 days. Umi shloshim yom ulahalon moichron bebezdin. After 30 days are up and he still has not been repaid his loan, he can sell the mashkin in the presence of Bezdin, and he would keep the money as repayment of the loan. Amana bein shehi aniya bein shehi ashira ein memashkinin oisa shenemar v'lo tachbo beged amana. A widow, whether she's poor or rich, it doesn't make a difference. You cannot forcefully take a mashkin from her, as the pasuk said, lo tachbo beged amana. You shouldn't take as a mashkin the clothing of an amana, like a beged or any other mashkin from an amana. Hachovel es herechayim over below sasa. Somebody who takes as a mashkin a mill is over on a low sasa. Bechayiv mishum shnei kelim. And if you take the whole mill as your mashkin, you're chayiv two separate lavin, as if you took two separate utensils. Shenema lo yachbol rechayim berechav. The Torah says, do not take as a mashkin a rechayim v'rechev. The rechayim is the bottom stone of the mill, and the rechev is the upper stone. And these are two separate lavin that you should not take either stone. And if you take both stones, you're over on two lavin. V'lo rechayim v'rechev v'vad amru. When the Torah says you shouldn't take as a mashkin a mill, not only a mill does the Torah not allow you to take elakol davar she'osim bo ochol nefesh. Anything that is used to prepare food, you cannot take from the lova forcefully if the lova needs it. She'nemar ki nefesh hu chovel. The pasuk says lo yachbo rechayim v'rechev ki nefesh hu chovel. When you take the kelim that he uses to prepare food, it's as if you are taking his nephesh, you are taking his life away, since he needs these kalim to prepare food. So therefore, you cannot take as a maskin any kalim that are used in preparation of food.